brighten up those already bright mornings.
All right.
Mornings at the cabin.
Good morning and welcome to your Monday morning at the cabin with your pals, Lecter, AJ, Italian Nonsense Man, Randy the Raven. The gang's all here. I hope you had a great weekend. Mine was up and down. Started okay. On a real up. And we'll talk about that, I think, to lead off the show in just a little bit.
Were you using a ladder of some sort?
No. I was getting lifted at the Knack Theater with the help of the 9 to 5 cast. My goodness.
Nicely done.
What a show. Started on a high. Then I turned to NHL playoffs. Things sank from there.
No.
And, I don't know. I guess that's where we're at right now.
That was your... So you had one high, you had one low.
It was a great high.
And that's the roller coaster ride you've been on so far.
Heck of a high.
Okay.
That's all you need. All you need is one.
That's like the lamest roller coaster ever ridden. But yeah, okay.
I wouldn't say there were loop-de-loops.
My favorite part is when we went all the way up.
Yeah.
And then went all the way down.
Oddly enough, the down part, which is the fun part on the roller coaster, was the unfun part of my weekend.
Depends.
The up part is pretty boring. Maybe. On a roller coaster.
Some people like a nice slow hike to the top of the mountain. They don't like the snowboard down.
That's true. Yeah, you know what? It gives you time to think. Yeah. A little time to chat before the terrifying drop.
Everyone has a slightly different roller coaster.
I suppose so.
You know?
Yeah. Did yours have any loop-de-loops, your weekend roller coaster?
No, pretty steady.
Pretty steady?
Pretty real boring roller coaster.
Oh.
One straight line.
Just flat.
Yeah.
Just a monorail.
Yeah, it's more of like a tram. Or like a, L train.
Right. Yeah. Speed stayed pretty reasonable.
Yeah, pretty relative.
Yeah.
Speed.
Got everywhere exactly when you expected
Bit
to.
Bit of an A to B roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's...
Your day-to-day roller coaster.
It's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
A reliable roller coaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nice. I enjoy that for you.
Thank you.
Let's try and keep this roller coaster steady. We don't want to get too excited here.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
This past Friday night and Saturday and Thursday, dress rehearsal Wednesday, 9 to 5, took over the Knack stage. And AJ and I made our way down there Friday night. And my God, what a show.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was awesome.
It was so good.
What a way to spend. I wonder if it's sold out this week. Obviously, I won't be here.
It was, I think it might have been officially sold out Friday night. When you said you were looking for tickets kind of later on,
there wasn't
only like
many.
Eight seats left.
And
they
were singles,
like
you know what I mean? Like they were one-off seats kind of scattered around.
Right.
But it seemed pretty sold out Friday night.
It was packed in there.
Packed.
I don't think I've been to a more full Knack show.
No. No, honestly, I don't know if I've ever been to a sold out. It must have been sold out. Like I couldn't see a single seat available. But I wonder if this week is. If it isn't, you should get tickets.
May 1st to 4th, they're doing a second run, 7 shows in total, which just makes me tired.
Is that
saying
so much?
Oh my God!
Especially after seeing it. Like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness! Obviously, we've been told it's a lot of hard work. Jesse's been working his tail off.
Yeah.
But when you see it, you're like, oh, now I get it. Also, how do they remember their lines? I don't understand.
No.
There were some long scenes.
Yeah.
There's no way I could. I mean, I would like to practice that just so I could learn that skill.
As someone who's never really done like any stage theater ever in his life, that's always been my hang up and just like my... I'm just blown away by is how people can remember like long lines of dialogue. And I mean, it is just rehearsal. I guess I'm led to believe it just sticks in your brain at some point. I don't understand how that works.
Just repetition, I guess.
I can't. Yeah. I mean, I do often the same things every day and things just tumble out of my brain.
Yeah. Well, and these are like, you can tell that this group of people, they're so professional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was no whoopsie daisies. There was no slip ups.
No. Well, at least not that we noticed.
They're singing. They're nailing their lines. They're moving and interacting naturally. Like, to tie that all together, that is so. If I'm trying to remember lines, I must have this ridiculous Stonehenge look on my face. Stonehenge isn't probably not the word I'm looking for.
They don't move.
Yeah, they don't move. Yeah, sure. A rock.
Yeah. Inanimate.
An inanimate.
Right.
Look on my face. Because I'm just concentrating so hard to get all the lines correct. But then I'm like, man, they're dancing around. They're singing. Yeah. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people in this town, because of the 2 degrees of separation from anything in Yellowknife, everyone, I think, knows someone who is involved in the cast.
Yes.
At least one person.
Totally.
And if you know well enough to check in on that person's last several months, it's just been a relentless rehearsal schedule. And so it really, I guess, shouldn't be a surprise for us to have gone and seen the show and been blown away by how good it is. I mean, the opening number, I think that's what I was most amazed by, was just the choreography. You got people lifting and twirling each other, and like just it very like a lot of people on stage at the same time, everyone just very tightly synced in their coordination, and it felt like you were watching just a professional Broadway show.
Yeah, it was just fun to watch. Like, it was the play itself. Is that what they call it?
I would.
Musical,
yeah.
I guess.
Stage production.
Stage production. The stage production itself.
It is a musical. Yeah.
It's cool. It's a great story. It's got that 70s razzmatazz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like a little outdated.
I like how there were references that like a lot of people today wouldn't really understand. 100%. Like, you just kind of have to have an understanding of history to be like, oh, I get what they're referencing.
I was right behind you, and I was sitting next to, I don't want to say an older lady, a more experienced lady in this life.
Right.
And every time
really
they made
references.
Yeah. For those deep cut references, you could tell every time she was looking over at her friends, being like, remember that?
Remember Watergate?
Oh, a Xerox machine. You know, she's giving them the nudge. I'm like, oh, wicked. She's loving this.
That's great.
But yeah. And also the casting. That's what was, well, there's a couple of things. There was one other thing that I was constantly getting distracted with. And what do you think that might have been?
That you were getting distracted with?
Something that I would be focusing on that most people wouldn't.
Jesse's hairpiece.
Yeah. Okay. Touche. You got me there. That is one
toupee.
Thing that I couldn't.
Toupee.
Yeah. God, it's good. No, the set.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I kept looking like, wow, the desks and everything look really great, but they have to be like relatively light,
right?
Because you got to be able to just bring them out there really quickly and move them around.
Maybe the cast is just that strong.
Well, I'm sure they are strong enough to move a desk, but all those little things, I'm like, oh yeah, you got to factor all that stuff in when creating this. So
yeah,
whoever built the set and did all the set work is, yeah, bravo.
Yeah,
it's really, really well done. But yeah, casting in a small town, it's hard to get like, it's hard to cast properly, right? Like where you get like, oh, they have this look and this, and they're good at this character and this voice and this presence.
Community theater, you just kind of assume, you get what you get.
You get what you get. Whoever shows up, yeah. But you look at like Jesse's character and Dora Lee and Violet. Like all those characters, I'm like, wow, this is like, it feels like you're pulling from a much larger pool of people.
It feels like they were headhunting. They were picking,
perfectly casted,
handpicking their cast.
Totally.
Yeah.
It was perfectly casted.
Yeah.
And every character was so bang on. Ashley's character, Margaret.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Don't say she was bang on. That's not nice.
That's in my world. I don't know if that's Scottish or Australian, but it's a compliment. Trust me.
Right.
just a brilliant character, right? Like,
Ashley DeVoe, by the way, of the cast, plays an alcoholic character.
Yeah.
That's why it's not nice.
Yes, it's not nice. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She comes around at the end, a little spoiler
alert. I mean, she nails it.
She nails it. And
amazing.
It's like such a perfect character. Yeah, and she just nails it. Everyone just absolutely hits the mark for the character that they're playing.
Mm.
It was so good. I had so much fun.
Yeah, me too.
And we were saying too before, those are things that you and I will be like, we'll buy the tickets, and then as it gets closer to the time, you're like, maybe I'm just like, I'm a little tired.
Right.
I don't know if I want to go. And you will always regret not going.
Yeah.
But you'll never regret going.
Yeah.
And it was one of those situations where I was like, God, thank you, Patty, for making me, not making me, but suggesting I should go to this and then
having
some accountability, being like, I don't want to bail on Patty.
No, well, of course.
So I went and it was great. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too.
Very, very impressive.
Well done to all of the cast. Don't get too comfortable. You've still got another week of shows, but you're well aware of that.
I also would have called out other characters by name, but I just forgot their names.
Yeah, fair enough.
I just, everyone was excellent.
I thought you did pretty good.
Yeah.
You named like three of them.
I was trying to think of the other leading lady.
Lorelai?
Lorelai, is that what it was?
I think that was it.
She's the new...
The Dolly Parton
new
one.
She's new to The Office?
Yeah.
Is that the Dolly Parton one? No, that was Dora Lee. Dora Lee was...
I don't know now. I don't remember
Violet, and then there was...
Lorelai, what the hell?
Yeah, are you going Gilmore Girls on me here?
Is that a Gilmore
yeah,
Girls name?
Yeah, Lorelai.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe I remember that.
Oh, my God. My brain.
Together we'll
see, I can't remember lines. I can't even remember characters' names that I heard 50 times throughout the show.
Yeah, I know. I made a note of being like, I got to remember a couple of these character names.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, didn't write it down.
You were too entrenched in the whole experience.
You know what scene just like absolutely got me? And this, I don't want to, for those who have tickets and haven't seen the show yet for this week, I don't want to blow anything. But there is that you referenced the scene with a Xerox, a copy machine that goes haywire. I lost it. It was so funny.
So funny.
So well played by the main character.
Yeah.
Name, line.
I
don't know.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to drive me nuts now.
I know. Yeah.
She was excellent. God. I can tell you that.
It starts with a D.
Starts with a D? Delilah.
No.
No. That's. Oh, anyway. Man. This is.
Yeah, this is why we don't do stage shows.
This is, yeah. See, we can't. We, never mind remembering lines. We can't remember one character's name. One of the main characters.
God, I'm sure someone's yelled it on Facebook. Let me just check.
I'm sure Patty's message does by now.
Judy. Does not start with a D.
It was Judy. There's a D in it.
There's a D in it.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't cut yourself down too much.
All right, that's enough. Let's go to news. 9 to 5 this week, May 1st to 4th. Get your tickets if you don't have them yet. Hopefully there's still some available for you at NACNT.ca.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast. Hey, it was early. What do you want from us?
Confirmed from members of the 9 to 5 cast themselves, who I'm sure I have upset on this fine Monday morning, Dora Lee, Violet, and Judy. The names of the leading ladies of 9 to 5, not Violet, Lorelai, and some name that starts with a D.
Yeah, I don't know where you got.
Lorelai was close.
Dora Lee and Lorelai was close. Yeah. I'll give you that one. Same kind of energy. Can you remember Jesse's character's name?
No.
Come on.
Do you?
Of course. Actually, I even remember the first name.
Really?
Yep. Mr. Hart.
Mr. Hart.
Is what he's referred to.
Yep.
But
I wasn't sure if Hart was his first name or not.
Well, they pretty much only call him Mr. Hart. But then there's a scene where the executive comes down to chat to him.
Right, yep.
And he calls him Frank.
Frank. Wow.
So Frank Hart.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Your big remembering brain.
Well, that was as we were doing it, I'm like, I'm going to try and remember these character names because I want to.
Now you make a point. You made a point of it.
Yeah, I want to praise them. Yeah. Well and then done. Once there's like, whoa. Frank? Who's Frank? I'm like, whoa.
Who the hell is Frank?
You mean Mr. Hart?
I don't think that name's been said once in the show.
Yeah, who is Frank? You can't just insert a new character this late in the game?
God. I can't even tell you what name popped into my head first when you asked if I remembered Jesse's name's character's name, because it's already gone. It's already gone.
Wow. You just don't care.
I care. I really do. I just can't retain that very elementary type of information.
Names are tough, too.
Apparently.
Even when you meet someone in real life, I'm so bad at it. Hi, my name is, and I'm just so focused on getting my name right.
And then you just like start singing Eminem, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Who?
Will the real AJ please stand up? AJ McCready stands up like, no, not you.
Right, yeah, sit down.
I meant me.
Well, I've lost some friends today, but that's okay. They'll be around.
Well, you didn't throw out an honorable mention, so I think you're safe for now.
I was going to say something about that, but I was like, no. And who am I to criticize you? You remember some names.
Hey,
a first name, no less.
One of the, see, and then that experience changed me.
Wow.
Now I'm...
You're in the good books now.
I'm just trying my best. I've been trying my best ever since.
Let's turn to something that my brain actually does retain information with.
And Tool that, lyrics. Course,
Tool lyrics. That's, well, I don't really have a topic of conversation around
Jets
Tool lyrics.
History.
Jets history is part of it because it's unfolding right before our eyes once again. Leafs disappointments. That is another huge one. Okay. Big part of my life.
If it's not those three, I don't know what you're talking about.
And they are unfolding simultaneously. More Leafs disappointments. No surprise to anybody who is not a desperate fool of a diehard fan.
I feel like the fans this year have really protected their feelings.
I haven't heard
this year the optimism that I've heard in the past.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I haven't heard this, like, I think this is our year.
Oh.
Marner's our guy. Matthews is killing it. Like, I haven't heard that yet this year. I've just heard the, like, well, we got Bruins. First round, so.
Well... I can't remember if it was Sportsnet or TSN, but one of the two of them made a point of putting together a reel of stupidly optimistic Leafs fans ahead of this first round series against the Boston Bruins. I assume it was, I don't know if it was in Maple Leaf Square or what, but it was just a collection of you know, little brief like interviews. How do you think the Leafs are going to do sort of thing? And just... The perfect example of why people love to see the Leafs fail, because all of the people that you saw on screen immediately after that are just the people that you want to see disappointed. You know, just... Mm-hmm.
No, I know. I know exactly.
Just dumb optimism, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, no. The Leafs are going to kill it this year. Ah, we're going all the way. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's like that.
Why?
It's like that little kid telling you their dream, and you know you should just be supportive. But you're like, look, buddy, there's no way you're going to be president.
No.
Right? And there's also no way before your presidency run are you going to be a professional hockey player and an astronaut.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen, pal.
And the least likely of any of those is seeing your beloved Toronto Maple Leafs win the Stanley Cup. It's correct. Just not going to happen.
I know, and you just kind of, you should really just give them a hug and be like, you can be anything you want to be and be supportive. But then there's that side of you, you're like, I need to prepare you for what will come and the disappointment you're going to feel.
Yeah.
You know, if I can get you down, maybe we'll meet in the middle somewhere between optimism and just pure disappointment.
Yeah.
Then maybe you'll be okay.
I've already decided I'm not going to let my son become a Leafs fan.
Smart.
I'm going to outlaw it.
You're
going to
go Jets?
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Okay.
No.
Pick like the Red Wings.
You know,
someone with a good track record.
Pick a good, sturdy American team.
Yeah.
They always seem to win.
Smart.
Last 30 years.
It'll be an easier life.
Right?
It'll be an easier life. Yeah.
Maybe not the Philadelphia Flyers. Definitely I'm going to say...
As a Canucks fan, it's hard to say, but I actually like the Bruins.
I know.
I just like their hockey. I like that tough.
I so
grinder.
You know
hockey.
What? Maybe I will encourage my son to be a Bruins fan. I'm gonna say, you know what? I wish I was a Bruins fan.
And you have an opportunity here at the ripe old age of 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're having this conversation within 3 months.
Yes. Yeah.
You put like a little Bruins onesie on.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, you got to lay the foundation early.
So I became a Canucks fan.
Right. You had a little Canucks jersey on you.
Stepped into this country, and I needed a winter jacket.
Ah.
And Bill XL gave me his Canucks jacket. It was one of the classic, like the 90s pullover.
Oh, a starter jacket?
Pretty much, but it was like insulated.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like it looked just like that, but it had some puff to it.
Do you still have that?
I don't. There's a picture of me at a caddy when I was maybe... 10 years old. It
right.
was like a family. They used to do family days.
Cute.
So you could, yeah, your family would fly up to Acadia. So, yeah, when we did like the tour around the mine.
Oh.
So there's a picture of me at Fox Pit with this Canucks jacket on.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool. I actually have the badge somewhere, like the visitor's badge.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. Because later on, I went to work there, and I have my own employee badge.
Well, now's a good time to dig out that jacket, if it does exist. Still,
it does not. That's definitely
it does not.
We're not a hoarding family.
Ah, yeah. Gotcha.
Anything over 3 years gets donated or thrown out.
Well, as opposed to the Leafs or the Jets, the Vancouver Canucks are looking very good, sitting pretty.
Here we
3-1 up on the Nashville Predators. So last night, their game four, I didn't see anything of the game until I just checked in on the score in the last 5 minutes, and the Canucks were down 3-1. And I was like, oh, well, it looks like the Predators are poised to tie the series up. So I just happened to turn it on, 4 minutes left, and it was the best 4 minutes of hockey I think I've ever seen.
I gotta go back. Watch.
Tied it up with 6 seconds left after having they had an empty net. Predators put it off the post of the empty net. It was that close to being done deal. Predators win, series tied at 2, and the Canucks brought it back and tied the game with 6 seconds left, and then went on to win it in overtime. And now they're up 3-1 with, might I add, their third string goalie in net because their top two are injured. They're putting together quite the story already, and we're not even a full first round in. And I've been watching the Jets and Leafs series primarily, and I'm just waiting for 4 minutes of hockey that good from my teams. You know, the other teams, Colorado and the Bruins are playing excellent.
Don't wait too long.
I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to hold my breath. But yeah, that was a thrilling finish to that game. And the Edmonton Oilers also up 3-1 in their series against the Los Angeles Kings. Also doing something arguably as remarkable, because if there's one thing we know about the Edmonton Oilers, it's that throughout the season, could not play defense. But they'll probably outscore you.
Yeah,
so it was okay.
Such a funny team dynamic, hey? We're going to rack up the score, but we know you're going to score on us a bunch.
Yeah, we're going to be an absolute mess defensively.
Yeah.
But
as we score more than you, we win.
But we've got arguably the two best players in the entire world. So, we're probably going to outscore you.
Goal-scoring machines.
They beat the Kings 1-0. 1-0.
Interesting.
What right do the Edmonton Oilers have winning a game 1-0? But they did it, and they are now up 3-1 in their series as well.
Amazing.
So
playoff hockey.
The two easternmost teams in out of Canada in this year's NHL playoffs, not looking good. The two westernmost teams, looking all right.
This is just an important reminder to check in on your friends around this time of year.
Yes, well, you don't need to check in on your Leafs fans, friends. You know what they're up to.
Yeah, I think they know.
They know.
It's a better year for that. It's a healthier year.
We all know. It's the same story every year.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast was recorded before a Sort of Live, thankfully not in the studio, audience.
Lecter and AJ and Sam in Studio One with you. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
You're back in the knife.
It's our best kept secret. We've been so busy doing stuff, we haven't even teased that intern Sam is back.
Intern Sam. No longer an intern.
No longer an intern.
Employee Sam.
Employee Sam. Staffer Sam.
Moving up in the world. Yeah.
The last we heard from you, you were bailing out of town just like the rest of us.
Yes.
Ahead of the inevitable evacuation.
Yeah, taking a look at the fires on the highway along the way.
And, right.
You got to stop and take a picture, right? Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Don't waste the experience. Really soak it in.
Did you take a couple selfies?
No.
No.
But okay. I did take a picture of the Enterprise sign that was half burnt.
Oh, God.
Tragic.
Yeah.
That's a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
The people taking selfies are the worst, though. Can you imagine? Like, what a picture to have.
Yeah.
You're, like, smiling
summer
with a
vacation,
peace sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a town burning behind you. Jesus.
Sadly, there have been worse selfies taken
through
human history, but we don't need to get into that. You are back in the knife. You're back here at the cabin. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? I am doing some sales, doing all sorts of stuff. I'm just here to be your lackey and get stuff done.
I'll admit it was one of our vaguer contracts we've written.
Yeah. Come work with us.
You're going to do a bit of everything.
Right. Yeah.
Even picking the roles. You know how many slashes I had in your original title? Account manager / producer / on-air host / commercial expert / I'm like, yeah, you know what? We're just going to
I've just been telling people I'm special projects.
Oh,
there you go.
Where were you when I was writing that thing? That would have been way better.
Special ops.
Special ops.
Ooh.
I'm a SEAL.
That's kind of cool. Comes in here at night through the ceiling, zip lines in.
Yeah. Just into his desk chair.
Into his desk chair. Yeah, exactly. He just starts his 9 to 5.
Do a combat roll through the doorway.
So you finished your last year of school.
I did.
This past year. How has your year been since the wildfire evacuation that you never returned from until now?
Yeah.
We didn't even know if you were okay.
Yeah. We didn't actually officially wrap your internship. I don't know. You know.
I've just been on payroll this whole time. No, it was really, really great. I went over to Vancouver for my practicum. So I was working at Rogers there and learned a bunch of stuff about production and a few things about sales and stuff. And I was just collecting all that information. And we were just running our college radio station.
Very cool. So, yeah. How long were you in Vancouver for?
1 month.
Okay.
Yeah. I stayed in an Airbnb and just, I was driving downtown every day. It was not bad.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Yep. Cool. Yeah. Downtown Vancouver has its moments.
It does.
Yeah. Absolutely. It does. Yeah. Has its moments.
It's pretty wicked. Cool, I got to do some cool stuff. Sonic session. So we filmed with Fake Shark and Hotel Mira. So I got to meet them and we did a live set.
Cool. Oh, that's studio. Awesome. That's stuff I'd like to do more.
When you said Fake Shark, my brain immediately thought Left Shark from that Katy Perry meme from the Super Bowl years ago. You don't. Is nobody with me on this?
You remember
Left Shark?
That?
You remember that, but you can't remember.
Left Shark was a pop culture phenomenon.
You can't remember the leading lady of the performance we saw on Friday.
No, I can't. Yeah,
but
hey, he's listening.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, don't kiss butt on your first day, Sam.
No, seriously, Left Shark. Nobody remembers.
No idea what you're talking about.
Someone's there with me. Listener is with me. I can guarantee you. Katy Perry played the Super Bowl, and she had two sharks flanking her on either side dancing, and the shark on the left didn't know any of the dance moves. It was wildly popular.
This doesn't even ring a bell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
All right. I'll try and keep my references not so amazing. Anyway, you did some fun work. Go ahead.
I did some fun work. I learned a bunch. I got this huge library of imaging sounds now, and I'm just going through. And
did you bring them here?
I did.
Sweet.
Of course I did.
Did you steal them?
No.
Wow. We don't need to discuss that on air. We don't need to discuss that on air.
No.
Regardless, they're ours now.
Yeah.
Which is great. Which is great. What did you think about working for a larger group like that, Rogers?
It was a
lot of pros and cons.
A lot of efficiencies. Like they really streamlined everything and made a lot of good moves for their departments, right? So it was cool to see that, like, just strict production. There wasn't this multi-title thing, right?
Right. Everyone wasn't trying to do everything.
Yeah. There was an imaging producer. There was a couple commercial producers and then some promo producers as well.
So. I hope you had fun because that's not how we operate here. We're inefficient and we love it.
I'll bring a few things in.
That's how we roll.
Yeah, more of a chicken with their head cut off type operation here.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. We're steered in the right direction, but we're still pretty aimless.
Yeah, we might be running the entire opposite direction, but, you know, we mean well. That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's awesome to have you back. Good to see your smiling face again. And hopefully, you know.
Yeah, without the panic in it this
time. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Don't ask me to spell anything, please.
Spell anything?
You remember that?
You don't remember that?
God, so your brain remembers Left Shark Katy Perry. Yeah. But you can't remember highlight moments.
Remember,
we were thinking
about doing a spelling bee.
Right.
And you had AJ and I on here.
And you didn't do well?
Oh, my God. No.
It was horrible. It made me feel really good.
Okay.
Because I wasn't too bad.
It,
yeah.
But I was sitting here sweating.
Do you remember what you tried to spell?
No. I'm not gonna tell you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been shoved out of his memory pretty quickly, I think.
I've been traumatized.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, no spelling, just recording. Don't worry. We'll keep you away from paper.
Oh, thank God.
It's the beauty of radio. You can typo all you want. Grammar is irrelevant when it's spoken word.
Yeah. Well, just ask Mr. Invokey.
Yeah.
AJ Goodwin.
Thanks for the Invokey. Every email.
Wonderful to have you back, Sam. Thank you so much for joining us once again for a very nondescript position here at Cabin Radio. I think it's going to be good.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
So looking forward to that. You might see Sam come up with some kind of wacky sales promotion. We were workshopping it a little bit off air here.
Kind of a wacky inflatable tube man type energy to it, maybe.
We were wondering, do we go with something kind of humble, just like, hey, I'm Sam. And I'm new here, so the new guy's discount or something like that. Yeah. Or do you just go full on car sales and just go, AJ's left the office and Sam's gone crazy. Whoa. Yeah. Take advantage of the wacky deals until AJ returns.
In 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's
a
good promotion.
It's a small window, but. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you got to.
Bye.
That's right. You got to create a sense of urgency. Sure. AJ's going to be back and then the sales are all gone.
I'll get told to stay away for a little bit longer. You're like, it's not going the way we thought it would.
Yeah. Nobody's gone back to us.
Take another week.
AJ's back and now he's got the fever. This is crazy. Yeah, we'll figure some out. We'll keep workshopping. Mornings at the Cabin continues.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
I would just like to let the two of you know, following on the heels of our last break, that my lovely wife sent me a GIF, or GIF, if you will, of Left Shark.
My girlfriend did too.
Ha! Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
AJ?
Oh, nice. Now we're just pointing out that I'm single.
Ah.
Thanks, guys. No one's sending me GIFs or GIFs.
Yikes.
Do we know what the... I think we've talked about this. Is it GIF?
It's GIF.
Is it GIF? GIF? Yeah, okay. Sam's pretty sure of that.
You should always refer to the youngest fella in the vicinity when it comes to things like that. Yeah, and
it's called memes, right? Not memes?
Of course.
Memes? Yeah. Yes. Yes, of course.
There's an inflection.
However... Oh, never mind. I was just getting updated on something else. Something else we got wrong with the names of the cast in 9 to 5.
Oh, come on.
Apparently it's Franklin Jr.
Okay, so Frank.
Character.
All right. You know what?
It may be nitpicky there.
Let's not split hairs here. Yeah. I call him Frank.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. Never knew his dad.
I don't know his father. It wasn't referenced in the play at all. Frank.
All right. Fair enough. That's I'm still impressed with the job you did.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have to talk about the elephant in the room. And that is that AJ's YouTube famous, guys. I don't know if you all know this. I don't know how much time you spend on YouTube, listener. But if you've spent any time at all within the past several months, you've probably seen an ad pop up where AJ is randomly interviewing children about 811.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different pathways you can take as an influencer. Sorry, content creator.
Hmm.
And I've chosen the government PSA route, one of the less popular routes to take, to be honest.
I'd say most noble, though.
Most noble.
Definitely most lucrative.
Yep. I'm a community man myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not creating large, extravagant videos with all my newfound wealth.
Right.
I just like to really stick to health-related stuff or tourism.
Right. Yes.
Wow. And really giving back.
Thank you.
You're doing a fine job of it, I must say. Now, we've said for years there is a clear winning formula when it comes to Cabin Radio and any videos we do, which is AJ interviewing children. It's a winner every time.
I don't know what it is. I think I still like playing like a child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have that boyish attitude.
Mm.
So I relate to kids very well, which I learned on the weekend as well. I went to my friend's first birthday.
Already your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
Only 1 year.
Now we're tight. Little Leon. Happy birthday, Leon.
Aww.
Yeah. So it was his first birthday. And he's got an older brother who's just about two.
Okay.
Two and a half.
So you've been friends. You go way back.
Oh, way back. I mean, right from the get-go.
Right.
And they got a trampoline.
Oh, wow. Nice.
You know Uncle AJ was out there.
Oh,
because they were wrestling.
Baby.
And they were picking. They were doing 2-on-1.
Right.
And
on you.
I had a pretty firm talk with him. I said, look, you guys keep this up. I'm going to jump in. I'm on Georgia's team.
Oh, George was getting nailed.
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Georgia. Cousin Georgia.
Okay. Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not going to have this. So I unzipped the mesh, mm-hmm. and I entered the ring.
Oh, my God.
Andre
the Giant.
Pretty safe to say I won.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, these kids didn't stand a chance. And I was double bouncing them. We almost lost a couple kids in the process.
Yeah.
Also, I was like, what's the weight limit on this? I feel like I'm bouncing off the ground. Yeah. But anyways, I do like
tighten that trampoline up.
I love kids. They're great. They're just hilarious little human beings. But
yeah,
that does. It's a formula I enjoy. I like doing those videos too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exploit the kids.
And... Yeah.
Well, it's getting to the point. You were telling us on Friday that you're starting to get annoyed. People are coming up to you and just saying, "Are you the 811 guy?"
No, I think I can see in a future where I might get annoyed. Right now, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
But it is kind of weird. Like, I've lived in this town a long time. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, which is evident every time I leave this office and go somewhere. I will see someone. I will stop and say hi and have a little chat.
Right.
It's one of my favorite things about this town.
Little Leon just walking down.
Little Leon. Yeah. When he's going to work.
Right.
Yeah. He's a working man. He's one now. You know what I mean?
An adorable little briefcase.
Yeah. The ride's over, pal. You're not 6 months old now. Time to get to work. But yeah, I'm getting it everywhere. Like Korea House, the ladies who know me quite well, they know I'm a pork bulgogi guy.
Yeah.
They got it ready queued up, fork with rice, you know. And
no chopsticks for this
guy.
No chops.
I don't know how to use them. We've been through. We've had the conversation. They've even offered to teach me. I got no idea.
Oh, let them teach you.
Yeah. Well, I said I'd love that, but you know, who has the time?
Wow, right? That's fair.
And yeah, recently they came out and said, "Are you on YouTube?" Yeah. And that's how everyone also has been referring to it.
Mm.
It's an ad. It's a sponsored ad, right? But yet, I'm on YouTube. Everyone is. That's how they say it. Yeah. I was at the bank, RBC. "Hey man, are you on YouTube?" And same thing, Woodyard. And I've never met any of these people before. I've never seen them, never talked to them. And they just recognize me, mainly because I wear the exact same hat and the same clothes every day.
Right.
So I don't think it's that difficult to recognize me, but
yeah.
I guess I'm getting a little annoying.
You're getting annoying.
Well, yeah. I've had a few people being like, "Hey, man. Like,
can you get off YouTube?"
Yeah, my kid's trying to watch YouTube. Your face keeps popping up. You know, I'm like, well, I don't control
YouTube
the internet.
Ads have gotten obnoxious.
Yeah.
I
so,
will say that.
Yeah. If you're, well, now that you're here, the geotagging, I think you're going to get a lot of. So let me know if you get the ad, because I'm not on YouTube much, but I, you know, if you're on YouTube a little bit, like
I
parents
did check
with
it
kids,
out.
I guess they're getting it a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've had a lot of parents be like, "I see a lot of you these days."
You're
like,
infiltrating the Peppa Pig crowd.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the Bluey group.
It's probably okay. Because there's an option on YouTube for kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They're probably targeting that with the
oh,
ad.
Yeah. Well, we talked that about actually sense. Asking, because on a good note, I look at that and go, "Wow, that's an effective ad."
Mm.
Yeah. Right? I mean, everyone's talking. And the funny thing is, they know what the ad is. It's not like, "Oh, hey, that's a guy in an ad." They know it's an 811 versus 911 ad.
Mm-hmm.
So they're obviously taking in some sort of information, which on a sponsored ad,
that's really all you
can
ask.
If you take
for.
In 15%, we're happy, right? Yeah. Like that's, especially with the attention span of these people these days. My goodness. So
we got to call out Leon like that.
Yeah. Leon, smarten up, pal. Yeah, you pooped yourself on the weekend. You got to do better.
But, you know, so I was thinking, yeah, with this newfound YouTube fame, I think it's safe to say you are officially an influencer. I wouldn't say content creator, because I think it's more a company, a government has just hitched its wagon to you. It's not so much that it's anything you're doing.
That's true. And, you know, that one was actually a cabin radio video.
Right.
So we do production stuff for various groups. So HSS reached out. And so that was a cabin radio video that we produced. Sarah edited that and shot it. She did a great job. And then I was the host. But there are some other things where they've just reached out directly to me to do things. So I'm also on YouTube for tourism.
Right.
Yeah. So I did those tourism videos, which you can check out. Yeah. It's myself and Wally Schumann.
Yes.
Which is just a fantastic dynamic
duo.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
There was definitely some hilarious moments in the process. and it's one of those things, like, it's very conversational. Be like, "Oh, when you come to the north, it's cold here, so you should wear blah, blah, blah." And
so we probably won't see those, because, like, we're already here.
Yeah. I don't think they're ads. They're like video, right? So if you go to Spectacular NWT,
right.
You can see these videos, which are pretty funny. Like, again, they give you kind of a blank slate. Like, they gave us a bit of carte blanche to do what we wanted.
Right.
And I get bored and I try and make things funny. That's just kind of the way my mind works.
Yeah.
So even in these like drier moments, I'm just trying to throw in these little jokes. Took a couple shots at Wally at his expense.
Wow.
And they made the video, so I was happy with that.
Yeah.
I think I called him old at one stage. But so yeah, that's my YouTube. My YouTube fame.
So you're not only big here with the 811 videos, you're also getting pretty famous in the Midwestern USA with
the Chinese, Korean, Japanese markets.
Yeah. You're going to have tourists coming up, stopping you on the street pretty soon.
I'm honest, that's what I'm waiting for. Yeah. How great would that be? Like
you've made it then.
They watch the videos and they're like, okay, I think we got a good grasp on this. And they come up and they see me walking down the street. They're like, what is
that's
this?
That's the
guy right there. That's our knight in shining armor.
Hey, you were right. It is cold.
Our guiding light. Hey, look what I'm wearing. This is based on your advice.
Well, that's pretty exciting stuff.
Oh, and then the cessation clinic video. That one, I don't know if that one's on YouTube.
It was
on YouTube?
At one point, I think.
The biggest one, that
I
was.
I remember seeing it.
That was playing in the theater.
Yeah. That was you in a bathrobe on a houseboat.
In a bathrobe, and then it's me in a leotard
in a
dance studio. Yeah, it's basically we're kind of...
They didn't ask for that scene. You just insisted.
No, we actually did insert that, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was basically a play on a government video. Sam, it was like, you know, hey, this is a typical government ad, as you can tell by the branding. But if you have an issue with smoking, this is how you solve it. So I'm just in these weird little local situations. I'm at the movie theater, I'm playing hockey, I'm in a dance studio, whatever. sipping coffee on a houseboat. Yeah, exactly. So but that was playing in the theater a lot, so I was getting that as well.
Sweet. Yeah. So I mean you're establishing a brand for yourself. You are just becoming Mr. Northern Canada.
Yeah, well, and we don't choose when they go out, right? Like mm-hmm. the 811, 911 video, we did that last year. And then, so the government's just been waiting for the right time to roll it out because, you know, there's a lot of things that go with those campaigns. They just release it. So it released while the cessation clinic video was running, mm-hmm. the tourism videos came out. So there was a lot of me all at once.
Right.
Which even I don't like to have that much me around, you know what I mean?
Right. Enough of you.
Yeah, I wish I could get a bit of some space.
Right.
So I feel bad for everybody.
Keep looking in the mirror and asking yourself, are you on YouTube?
Yeah, get out
this
of here, man.
Really annoying.
Stop showing up every time I see a mirror.
Well, so I wanted to ask if, so Sam, you mentioned in your internship, I didn't remember that you couldn't spell words at all.
Yes.
But one thing I do remember is that you had aspired at some point earlier in your life to be a YouTube star. Do you have any tips for young Sam in making that dream come true?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Try and fail at about 12 different careers.
Okay.
Stumble your way into online radio.
We'll start with this one.
Yeah, and then out of necessity, be the only one in the office that is available to shoot the video
that's huge. That is huge.
And I think that's probably, I know it's not a traditional route, but that's how I got into the game.
Just be around.
Be there. Yeah.
Just be around. Be available. That's a key one. Outside of that, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good tips. I mean,
yeah, I've started doing that already.
Yeah.
In school, I was the guy that was just there.
Just being around. Yeah. There you go.
I'll do it.
It's a crucial role.
Absolutely. Crucial. Yeah. Get good at talking to kids, which sounds easy, but like, I don't know,
them in the situation, kids will say the darndest things.
Right.
Really, you just kind of, you lead them there.
You nudge them along.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, once they're comfortable enough, you just give them a mic and you're going to get some gold.
They kept it pretty rational and logical with those 811 videos. They kind of knew where you wanted them to head.
Yeah, for sure. There was one little
smart
girl.
Kids.
I haven't actually seen the full ad. Which is funny because everyone keeps talking about it. I'm like, I can't remember how it goes. But I do remember there was one moment where this little girl, I think I said, who would you call if your friend picked up a bunch of helium balloons and was being carried away into the sky? And
Batman?
She had kind of a funny response. I can't remember what it was. Like, let him go. You know? It was something like, she had kind of a funny response to it.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, that's a good one.
Cut that one.
Well, we had to go back to the parent and be like, hey, we're going to produce this, but we're leaving this in. Is that, you're cool with that? Yeah, like your kid might seem like a psychopath.
It might be portrayed as problematic.
No,
but
it was very cute. I'm glad that they were cool with us leaving it in. So.
Amazing. Well, we are all flattered to be in your presence. You are a YouTube star like no other.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
We're not worthy.
Smash that like button. Yeah.
Use the code AJ for 10% off. Nothing.
You're probably the only YouTube star out there that doesn't have their own YouTube page or or presence.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my boxing debut.
Right.
Yeah. Now that I'm an influencer, I got to start picking up the gloves.
That's right. Well, Jake Paul's going to, he'll be coming.
Someone's
got to
take him off that hill,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Who better than the 811 versus 911 guy? That's the match we really want. Yeah.
Looking forward to that match. Yeah.
I'm going to make Tyson kills him.
Who's Tyson? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Stanley Boxing and Fitness, let's make it happen. Jake Paul versus AJ. I want to see that match. All right, that'll do it for Mornings at the Cabin. If anyone else has any tips for Sam to get into that YouTube stardom, you can send them to mailbox@cabinradio.ca, and he will see it because he is now part of the full-time Cabin Radio team. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca.